Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 660. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. Yes, my trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, I think is chilling out downstairs. It's kind of late when I'm recording this. He's chilling out, I think, on the sofa downstairs, staring at the new screen on the wall, as I believe I had mentioned last week about possibly pulling the trigger on a few purchases, because, you know, tariffs. I was gonna buy shit, gotta go all out. I had talked before, at least, I don't know if it was the last episode, about, you know, possibly doing some upgrades here at the old penthouse, making it a true penthouse. You gotta really do some upgrades, you know. I got the roof done. It's not done yet. Once I get that done, I'll be able to finish doing some. I need to do some drywall. I don't want to do that in these areas where I had leaks. So, you know, the stuff that I really need to get done. I'm waiting for that to. I'm not sure when that's going to get fixed, but it should be fairly soon. However, you know, I did. There's these tariff things going around. I don't know if you heard of it. kind of big news. As the next Great Depression's coming up, and we'll see what happens. I feel like I'm building a house of cards here that you just barely pull one card out and the whole thing's going to collapse. As I've been really, you know, spending a lot and upgrading my place and whatnot. But I considered... Because I told my mother that I was thinking about it, and I guess I'd been thinking about it really since getting the Switch, that, you know, playing Mario Kart down there. I was like, you know what? I know I talked about this on the podcast, that was like, oh, I need a bigger screen. I'm having, you know, buddy over, and we're playing Mario Kart, and, you know, the screen is like 50-something inches that I had on the wall that my good buddy Toddy actually gave me when he upgraded his TV. And I don't know, I'm not sure how big, like 50-something inches, 52? A good-sized television. You know, when I was a child, I would have fucking murdered somebody for that big of a television. I remember it being a big deal when I finally got one that was 19 inches. That was a long one for me back then. You know, I wasn't the size queen that I am today. that was very important. I was a teenager by the time I got a 19-incher, you know what I'm saying? Before I got that inside my room. And for a long time, that was, you know, our main TV in the living room as a kid growing up was like 19 inches. That was a big deal even when we got that in the living room, you know. That was a big deal. That was a massive screen. And those fuckers were heavy back there when you'd use the tube televisions, the CRT TVs. That shit was some crazy shit. But I decided to go ahead and just fuck it, pull the trigger, knowing that these tariffs were going through and the numbers just keep rising. The latest news today, though, as Trump keeps going back and, oh, no, you know what? We're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because he's a dipshit and he's completely insane. And he's, you know, he's geriatric at this point. He's as far as the day he was elected, that's the oldest a president has been. So far, on the day they were elected, so which he set that record the first time he was in office. Then Biden beat him, and now Trump is again the oldest. He just couldn't let that record go. He just had to come back. He had to get that record. I want to be the oldest president. That's fantastic. Anyway, because of the tariff thing, I was like, that was the final thing. Like, I knew that buying these big purchases. That I shouldn't, because, like, I was, you know what, let's get the roof fixed, which, I already found out what the quote was. I got it, I paid for it, just got to wait for it to get done. It's probably going to cost me a little bit more, because there is some decking I'm sure that's going to need to be replaced, but I got that lined up at least. So I know what kind of funds I need for the roof, and I think I'm going to hold off on any thought of doing windows. I don't feel like the windows are necessary at this point in time, even though I keep getting shit in the mail like, you need to replace your windows. The only thing that makes me really want to consider changing the windows is that I do tend to hear a lot of sound from the outside the windows, and new windows would help with that. And, you know, it helps with electricity and stuff, having those sealed up real nice. Anyway, but yeah, I pulled the trigger on a projector. I was going between whether I really wanted to have a TV or a projector. That was a tough decision. It was a very tough decision. I mean, there was pluses and minus to both. I had thought, you know, I was afraid of getting a projector because I figured I would probably need to get a projector screen. And the projector alone that I was going to get would be HD, or not, well, of course, HDMI, but I meant to say 4K. And, you know, I wanted top of the line shit. And I wanted, basically, I wanted a ultra short throw projector. One that I didn't have to, like, mount from the ceiling or put in some weird spot to, and also, you know, I just getting in the way of that, you know, the ultimate short throw projectors. I mean, you just need, like, to cast a massive image, like, a foot away from the wall, basically. And you can put 150 inches. I'm talking 150 inches all over that wall. You know what I'm saying? Big, big mammoth size image. Shoot it onto the wall. Right next to it. And, you know, I thought that, and again, I was like, oh, maybe I need the screen. But doing the research, and what I thought the TV would be a better option, because if I had a screen, not to mention if I went, the projector plus the screen would be more than I would be paying for a TV. But the TVs, I think maybe I might have seen some for 120 inches. But the mostly I see, like, the biggest really TVs get are 100 inches right now. Which I was afraid with the projector and the screen, you know, the cat would fuck with the screen. But looking into it, I did come to the conclusion that you can get a pretty decent image by putting it on the wall, painting the wall and putting it on the wall. And so I bought some special paint that's supposed to be good for bringing out the contrast and whatnot in the screen, or your wall, rather. And I ended up going with the projector. And I thought, too, like, remembering back when I mounted that television that was on the wall, was, again, like 52 inches or what have you. It was a bitch. It was a real bitch mounting that fucker to the wall. Of course, when you mount a TV like that, you got to put it into the studs. You can't just hang that fucker into the drywall. It'll rip the drywall right off the wall. especially that TV was fucking heavy. It's pretty fucking heavy. So, you know, I was like, and then I was like thinking about the logistics of it. Getting a 100-inch TV here is going to be it's a big fucking TV. That is a big box. Probably going to be pretty fucking heavy. You know, getting it delivered here is already going to be kind of a bitch. And I imagine them just setting it in front of my house when I'm at work, you know? Again, logistics, kind of crazy. And so, and I was thinking, you know, this short throw projector, pretty fucking small. Getting that in there, not a problem. And again, I didn't want to fucking mount a big-ass TV on the wall. Like, when I went to mount that previous one, yeah, that's right, I mounted it. All 52 inches. When I mounted that, I fucked up the first time. I got all the bolts in. There was four massive bolts that I had to put into the studs. And, you know, I measured everything out And of course I had a level, but it was a shitty little tiny little level that came with the wall mount thing, and it was just tiny, and it showed it was level. The bubble was there, and I think I even had like a regular fucking level, and I just didn't bother to get it. Or maybe I went and bought a real level after this, because once I got it on the wall, like, I drilled the pilot holes and put these massive fucking bolts into the studs and realized it was not fucking level. It was slanted like a motherfucker, and it was really noticeably not level. It was bad. And so I was like, I had to take it off and remount it and put separate holes into the stud. So I had to fucking move it. And so I then had like 8 holes drilled into my fucking wall and studs. And like that's just fantastic. And so, of course, once I took that down and just thinking, like, I didn't even know if that wall mount would have fit a 100-inch TV. I probably would have had to move it, because then it would have been like off-center where it was. I would have had to move it to some different studs. So, I mean, that would have been a huge pain in the ass. That's just like a no-go if you ask me. But I thought that would just be too much of a hassle. And so, yeah, I pulled the trigger on a ultimate short throw projector, or ultra short throw projector, not ultimate, ultra UST projector, laser projector. I went with the X Jimmy Aura 2. I gotta pause for a minute. Oh, so yeah, I was just on the phone for a long time. I have no idea where I just left off. My buddy John from work called me. He said he had issues with this new stereo in his Jeep and shooting the shit about everything else. So yeah, ultra short throw projector. So I got that. I went against the X Jimmy Aura 2, which I believe, without knowing, I think that is a Chinese thing. So again, the tariffs, although I would have affected it, but as of today, I believe they have now already went back on tariffs on the electronics, which are the big ticket items we get from China. So your iPhones and, well, all cell phones are built in China now. Apparently they're not getting affected by tariffs. Maybe next week we'll have a negative tariff somehow. As of course the stock market is tanking like a motherfucker. You know, it's just fun stuff with that. But the projector, though, pretty awesome. Pretty fucking awesome. Now, also, I had gotten, again, because I was like, let's just fucking knock it all out of the park. Fuck it. Let's buy what I need for this home theater setup. So I got the projector. I got a entertainment center that was meant for like a UST laser projector, the ultra short throw. It was a lower one. And I figured also I could put my Switch on there and possibly the PlayStation, what have you. And the projector. And I got that first. I got that like Tuesday night. And after I went trail running, before I went like trail Tuesdays, I go out for trail Tuesdays. I went out there and ran. And running's been going pretty good. Fun fact, too, I also ordered a treadmill. And that got, I guess, a lot of people had the same idea I did and just order this shit before the tariffs go insanely through the roof and fuck everything up. I ordered the treadmill. I ordered the tariff. The fucking treadmill. And I believe it said it shipped. I could have swore it had said it shipped and that I was going to receive it this past Friday. And Thursday, I got an email saying that, nope, it was canceled due to no inventory. So I'm thinking just a bunch of people just bought this shit because they're like, this is the end of buying shit on Amazon because tariffs are destroying any chance of buying the majority of stuff on Amazon, which a lot of it comes from China, even though, you know, you get this stuff real fast because they buy it and bring it here and it sits in a fucking warehouse. And then they're able to ship it to you immediately because it's been sitting in a warehouse here in the States. Which I'm guessing it was that sort of situation with the treadmill, is that it was just being bought that quickly, the inventory, and that they outright canceled it, which normally when you have something like this that you buy on Amazon, you buy it and it's out of stock. They fucked up and they'll just go, well, it's going to, you know, be a while because we're going to have to wait for more inventory to come in. But canceling it would suggest to me that they are not ordering anymore. That they were like, fuck this. We can't order any more of this shit because it's we're not going to pay. We're not going to pay, you know, if it's coming from China, 125% tariff, which then over doubles the amount of the item, which who the fuck is going to pay for that? You know, I was trying to buy a cheaper treadmill. I was like less than $400. I was like, let's go for this. And I don't want to spend a grand on a fucking treadmill. That ain't happening. So, and if I was, I'd buy a nicer treadmill. So, looks like I'm not getting a treadmill, or at least right away. I might just try to get one on Marketplace or something now that people are, now it's nicer. People are getting rid of them. Yeah, the entertainment center, I got that in, Tuesday. And I got it in, and it was a rather long box. It was like 72 inches in length, man. Girth, you know, long. Not real girthy, I guess. Slides right in, but kind of long. And I got that in. I started putting it together before I went out to the run, or at least I didn't put any of it really together so much as that I deboxed it, which was, there was a lot of styrofoam and paper inside there and a lot of parts. And that was a challenge in itself, like just separating it and getting it ready to put it together. And then, of course, I didn't get home till after 7 from running out at Greensfelder Trail on Tuesday. And then, man, it seemed like it was going, you know, it seems to be the same story every time I put furniture together. Well, maybe not this desk I'm currently sitting at. I feel like that one wasn't too bad. There was not too much to this desk. But entertainment centers in particularly, those seem to be a real bitch, like more involved. I thought that this one, since it was sitting lower, felt like there was less parts to it, and that would be not bad. I was wrong. It usually, because, you know, the instructions are very vague. It is like a line drawing. No real, you know, it would be nice if they gave you a fucking, you know, maybe a YouTube video. Just shoot that and just put it out on YouTube and go to it. That'd be great. But no, I had this shitty little line drawing with very, very nondescript details. And of course, you know, I fucked some shit up. There was one, thankfully, the biggest fuck up I had was there was these two pieces in the inside of this drawer that looked pretty much identical, except for one had holes in it, the other one didn't, or at least the right holes in it. And I thought I had the right piece for what I needed. And I thought they had just neglected to put the fucking holes in it. So I drilled pilot holes in it and then like split the wood. It was particle board. So I fucking split that shit and made a real mess of it. And thankfully it turned out to be the inside of the drawer. So not a big deal as long as I could get it to hold together. But I'd like taped that shit together and did some stuff to really help hold it together. I need to put some wood glue in there, but it's just the back of a drawer. Like you'll never see it. I'm not going to put much in that drawer to begin with, but turns out I had the wrong piece and it didn't need those holes. And, you know, the first hour or so was like, oh, this isn't bad. But then, you know, 4 hours later, like, I got to get some fucking sleep and I don't want to just stop with this thing not done and have these parts all lean out and the cat might fuck with it, you know, like some parts. So I'm like, I got to muscle through. And, you know, there was another part I forgot to put on after I had put all kinds of shit together. And it was difficult, shall we say. And yeah. And as I'm recording this, the Blues game is starting. I would have just finished just in time had that, that phone call taken place. But I wish I would have gotten started earlier with the podcast, but I was putting a second coat of paint up on the wall for that screen that took me kind of long as I, of course, was doing other stuff today that I'll get into in a bit, but I might be kind of distracted with watching some Blues as we're finishing up this podcast. Sadly, I'm not downstairs watching it on the big projector. But as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to throw it up on the wall. I'm going to puke it right up on the wall. The entertainment center, Yeah, it was a real bitch. And I stayed up way too late. I was like, didn't get to sleep till like after midnight that night. Barely got any fucking sleep that night. And that ended up being the case pretty much every day this week. Thursday night, I think I got a little bit more sleep than any of the other nights because I didn't feel quite as tired at work. But I gotta tell you, I felt off. It wasn't feeling real great. But I wasn't as tired somehow. Anyway, yes, fun fact about the Blues, though. They might still miss the playoffs. They need to win, really, their next two games to ensure that they go in the playoffs. After they won 12 straight, they lost two after the 12 straight. Their last two games, they lost. And it's crazy that they could miss the playoffs and have the longest winning streak in the NHL right now. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. I'm just hoping, you know, they pull through, get some wins, and make it to the playoffs. Because I want to watch them on the big screen. I got this big screen. I'm ready to watch them at home. I'm jacked. Gonna do it. Anyway. So when Tuesday, I got the entertainment center together. Wednesday, I got the short throw projector in. And that's when I picked up paint. I'd ordered this paint from Amazon. I'll find the actual paint on screen S1 Ultimate Contrast Projector Screen Paint Single Coat Projector Screen Paint for perfect 1080 HD and 4K UHD clarity. I gotta say, single coat is not accurate. I had to do two coats, and this shit is fucking expensive. It's $250, but it's way cheaper than buying a fucking screen. Kind of what I thought. I got that stuff. And really, I feel like maybe I would have been better off with just the white, because I painted white primer down. It was much cheaper for that. I bought a quart of that, and it barely covered 150 inches of wall space for the screen. What happened was, okay, I got the projector and I got the paint that I needed. I guess that's when I also got the paint delivered. I'm not sure when the paint was delivered. It might have gotten that Tuesday. I don't remember what day that showed up. But I went to Lowe's to get the primer and some other painting supplies. But anyway, I bought this paint. I haven't got quite used it enough to, like, I just now have the second coat drying on the wall now, so I haven't quite experienced it with this new paint on there to give it the full, like, review on that yet. I can say that, before I even got the primer on there, the biggest problem I had was, actually the first night I put the projector up, or I got it in Wednesday night, I projected it on the wall, and I attempted to do it on top of the entertainment center, which I knew, I wasn't sure, because, you know, that is a lot of wall space, 150-inch fucking screen. It's like, the length of that is like a 73 something inches or whatever. And now I didn't like measure my wall. I figured the wall was big enough to have that large of an image on it. Just didn't know, you know, how far down the projector was going to need to be. That was the question. Turns out it's like, I think it's got to be like 19 inches below off the top of my head, without looking at the manual for the projector. I think it's like 19 inches or something, 19 and a half down from the image. If you want the full, now you can go much smaller image. And that's what I ended up doing initially. So I put it on the entertainment center and then just got it a little back from the wall a bit and just tried to get the biggest image I could then. And it was probably only like 70 something inches, honestly, the first time, but it was massive. It seemed massive to me at the time compared to my old television. I was like, this is awesome. This is pretty cool. And by going off what the screen was there, I didn't know that it wasn't the full size I could get, but I should have known. 150 inches is fucking insane. Cause I had no concept in my head exactly how big that fucking image would be. I should have just measured, you know, run the measurements out. But yeah, it was getting late by the time, because Wednesday I had to run, and then I went to Lowe's, I went to the grocery store, so it was late by the time I started screwing around with the projector, and so it was another night where I didn't get any sleep. But like I cast the image about where I wanted it, with having it on the entertainment center, where the best spot was, and I saw all the bad spots in the wall. Now, I knew because there was 8 holes in the wall from where I had mounted the previous TV that I was going to have to fix that. Those were my biggest setbacks. That was something that was going to have to be fixed. So I knew I had to do some spackling. I got the drywall compound from Lowe's. Well, I had already had that previously. And I had got the old scraper out. And where I had projected the image, I went ahead and puttied in the holes there and filled some holes. And there was quite a few other spots just in that section where I initially projected the image, and I knew that, you know, this was going to be some issues. So I want to keep that all flat as much as possible and just all relatively the same. So I went ahead I went ahead and fixed that up. But then, of course, the next day, Thursday, I went and got my run in and went right back to, I went to Lowe's and I got like a laser level thing. Cause Thursday actually what ended up being the real bitch. I got a laser level on a different day. Thursday, what ended up being like the real time killer thing is I went and ran, and then I went back home, and I'm like, I'm going to draw out the lines of where I want the screen. I'm going to make sure I've got the perfect placement and I have the screen to the right size. And the only way I could get the right size is putting the projector on the floor. I had to have it that low to be able to project a big enough, the full-size image. And that was already like, oh no, this is a problem. And seeing the size of the image is like, holy fucking shit, that is huge. It is a fucking movie theater now inside my living room. I was perplexed. I was like, oh shit. And the big oh shit was that there was a lot more spots that had to be fixed in the wall. Like my like I could see that, like, this is a bit of a problem. I could see like all kinds of spots where they had runs in the paint, and whoever painted the wall previously did not do a good job. I think they were just in a hurry and just like, yeah, just get some fucking paint on the wall. Who cares? And I was like, holy... Well, I was already regretting the big fucking holes I put in the walls from mounting that television. I feel like it would just look a million times better had I not done that. you know, those studs probably aren't looking too great after I fucking put 8 holes in them. that's a problem for whoever moves in here after me, possibly, if they want to put something else in those studs. They might have to replace some studs. But hey, structurally, I think we're fine. There's 4 holes in one stud, 4 holes in the other one, and they're not right next to each other, so I think probably all right. Yeah, so once I had the way bigger image, because the first night, and I'd watched the Blues game, or a good chunk of the Blues game, on that wall, and I was like, this is pretty awesome, watching the Blues game on the wall. And so that massive image on the screen, it was just, holy fuck, because I had spackled, I had fixed the holes the night before in the spots that I thought were going to be issues. No, I didn't sand them. I had to wait to sand them. So I figured Thursday I'd be able to sand and then start painting, because I wanted to at least prime the wall and get ready to put the other paint on there. So I was like, yeah, I wanted to get it so I could start watching shit on here. That was the, you know, exciting part. And lo and behold, like, holy fuck, I had to fix way more fucking holes. And then not really holes, but parts where they had big runs in the paint. And spots where the wall was hit with something, or I don't know, but there was, you know, there was some small little chunks here and there that were imperfections, shall we say, in the wall that I had to go and put some drywall compound over. And then, so I did a bunch of that, I sanded. I did go ahead and Thursday sand the spots that I had already done the night before. So I'd gotten a lot of that taken care of on Thursday, but I had to fill in more spots. And then I also I had to mark out where I needed the fucking screen to be on the wall. So I got my projector just right where I wanted it, which took a while. Took a while to get it at, get it all lined up and projected on the wall right. And then once I was cool where the spot was, then I went through and I fucking measured out from the floor and the ceiling to really try to get it like level with the floor and the ceiling, and then drew a line all around the border of the fucking where the projector was going to hit. And that was painstaking. That took for fucking ever because the way I did it, man, holy shit. It would have been way easier had I gotten like a chalk line and had a buddy come over or something. But then the next day I did get a laser level where it shoots out lasers, and that like that would help out a lot easier, where I can just like pin it to the wall and throw out a laser and then mark it that way, which I could have just tossed on some painter's tape, which is what I ended up doing. Once I drew the line, I put some painter's tape around to hold the edges. And yeah, that was the most of Thursday night, was fucking putting those lines up on the wall and then throwing the tape on the wall. I was like, holy shit, because just the width alone is like 130.7 inches in width on that screen. And yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot of drawing some lines, man. And I was having a rough go at it, man. And I was like, I really wanted to get the painting done. You know, I was like, oh, but I couldn't quite get it. And I had to, just do that. It took for fucking ever. I'm getting messages about the theater I went to earlier, which I'm going to talk about, which they had Monty Python stuff at the Alamo Draft House in St. Louis. It's a pretty cool theater. You can get the food served to you while you watch the movie, which I'm going to say is a little distracting. I think I'd rather go and not have waiters and stuff come through and the lights. But, I mean, it's an experience. It's worth going to like once or twice. Really expensive, but worth going to. Thursday. So I finally got that all painted out, or not painted. Sorry. The painter's tape around the edges, got the screen marked out, and somehow managed to get some sleep Thursday night. And, which was good, 'cause I was so dead at work. Like, I was getting energy drinks every day, which I've been doing a little here and there, just haven't been doing every day. This week, I was like, oh, fuck, I got to do it, man. I'm not getting sleep. I got to then just do it back on that fucking train again, man. Just riding that train. High on cocaine, or energy drinks, rather. Just, you know, the Casey Jones song, The Grateful Dead. Driving that train. Anyway, song just got stuck in my head. So, yeah, that was, like, this ended up being so much more of a project than like it really just like I didn't really think it through. I was just like, I just want this fucking theater atmosphere. I gotta say though, once I got that big ass image up and the full size image, like it was all worth it. I was like, holy fucking shit. I was like transported to a different world inside my living room. Because I've always loved going to the movie theater. And so I have a very big love for projectors, movie projectors, and just seeing it, movies in a movie theater. And so to have that in my living room is just, I mean, I can go ahead and die now. I've achieved all I wanted to achieve. It's such a great feeling. And I haven't really gotten down to really see. I started watching like Star Wars on it and stuff, but I haven't had the time because I've still been like painting and doing this other stuff. So I haven't really gotten much of a chance to really experience it to its full effect. Now, I did order drapes specifically made. They had to be custom made because I wanted dark velvet, red velvet drapes to block out the sun. Because, you know, the sun's a big problem when you got a projector. I mean, it's a big problem if you have a TV. You get a lot of glare, which I just live with. I'm just used to it. But I'm like, I want the full theater experience. I want to be able to experience it no matter what time of day. So I'm getting basically blackout drapes or curtains, and they're dark red, because I looked into, you know, I'm Google searching all this stuff, I'm seeing what everybody else does for their home theaters, and I did see, let's see here, what the exact reasoning is this, home theater. There we go, Google, as my keyboard is loud. Now, there is a lot of, I mean, they basically suggest darker colors when you're painting theaters that you don't want any gloss. Gloss reflects light. That's going to be a problem. What it's going to do is just really, it's just... It's a bit of a problem. So the idea is, you know, you go in with dark paint, of course, and really just subtracting. And some of them claim to do acoustic dampening. I doubt that. I doubt the paint. I imagine maybe if you just put on multiple coats of paint, maybe it'll dampen some of the noise. But I don't know about acoustic dampening. I feel like insulation... and things along those lines is what really... And maybe if I just put drapes on the walls, you know? I don't think I'm going to go that far. Drapes are pretty fucking expensive. Just what I got, which I got them on sale on Etsy. I got to say, I really do dig Etsy a lot, because you can get stuff from, like, people that are... like small businesses. And people within, you know, I'm getting from people in like the US and whatnot. And I went ahead and ordered the drapes off there, which I, again, went with dark red. And I got for my double windows and the sliding glass door, I'm going to cover with that. I don't know about my smaller windows in there. I couldn't order that small of drapes for those. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do about those just yet. Kind of an issue. They're like in the dining room area ish, so it's it shouldn't be as much of an issue. I'm thinking maybe I'll be all right not covering those windows. We'll see. Maybe I can just find some shades somewhere that are somewhat close in color. But I ordered. Yeah, my plan is to go dark red with the walls to match the shades, which I'm waiting for the shades to come in before I can really paint those walls. According to projectorscreen.com, what they say is, as far as, because they basically, their main suggestions are dark gray, slate charcoal, black, and then it goes to dark red, burgundy, or maroon. Which I'm going with like more of a dark red, I'm assuming is what that. Again, I ordered it off Etsy. It was just a color swatch that they had a picture of that wasn't really, I mean, it was just an image on a computer. I imagine it's going to look a lot different holding the drape in my hand. Back to this, what it says on this website here about it. It says, have you ever wondered why movie theaters have red seats and curtains? Which, yes, there's a lot of them that have this. It says, it's not just for style, though they do look quite swanky. Movie theaters used red because it's the first color the human eye loses sight of in low light conditions. This means the room will seem darker. Science aside, red movie theaters rooms bring us back to the days when the only way to see a movie was to go to the cinema in town. If you want to add a more classic movie watching atmosphere, a dark red is the color to go with. So that is the color I'm going with. And I'm going to go with black on the ceiling. Because when I went to the Alamo Draft House earlier, That's the way they did it. And like, that's really, and I was looking at it, you know, this does, place does look pretty swanky. So yeah, I'm going dark red on the old ceil or on the walls, and then black on the ceiling, and then I'm gonna put a couple. I'm gonna get a couple of movie posters. I think of Star Wars: A New Hope, and possibly Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't know. We'll see. I'll maybe look at some other movie posters and just kind of get a feel. Maybe The Jerk. Maybe I put Steve Martin's The Jerk up there. Or you know what? Maybe Nightmare on Elm Street might be the way to go. I think that might be a way to go. Which, you know what? I'm going to look it up now. Let's find a Nightmare on Elm Street poster. I'm sure they got some good ones. Give me the original. I want the OG. I don't want, like, I want the original poster, you know? As, it would be kind of cool to have part three, or part four is a cool poster too. That one is pretty cool. But the original movie poster, I think that with Nancy in the bed where she's got the white streaks in her hair and just the claws coming out and just, there's something iconic about that fucking poster. I think, though, I love the Steve Martin's The Jerk. That is, you know, one of my all time favorite, I mean, possibly my favorite movie. It was at one point in time my favorite movie. It's just favorite comedy, that's for sure. Favorite horror movie, Nightmare on Elm Street 1. That is so fucking classic. I love that movie so fucking much. But and Star Wars: A New Hope, I guess that's my most favorite sci-fi. Well, I don't know. I mean, Empire's probably better than A New Hope. But I mean, it's, you know, it's tough to say. Tough to say. as to what my favorite might be. I'm look, you know, I don't know that the quality is that good on some of these posters. yeah, I'm going to put a couple movie posters up there. I'm thinking about maybe getting like a film canister reel, something to throw on the wall, add a little ambiance. I'm not getting a popcorn machine because I'm not big on popcorn. Though it'd be cool just to have that there, just to have that. Again, though, I don't really care for popcorn, so having a popcorn machine seems pretty silly. But it'd be cool to have, you know, a couple people over having a movie night and throw some popcorn in. I might have to just start charging people. You know, I won't charge as much as the movie theater. So, you know, but I'll might as well, if I'm going to have a movie and then just like, hey, come over and like, or at least, you know, hey, you bring the food. You bring the drinks and the food, and we'll have a movie night. And you don't have to pay to go to the theater. You don't have to sneak those snacks in. You can bring them right through the front door in your hand. I feel like that's a plus. That's a win-win for everybody, right? And maybe I won't have to charge them. You know, just, yeah, bring the snacks. We'll have a good time. And I'm pretty excited about the whole, man, it is a different world. And I got to say, the ex-Jimmy, the speaker in that thing's pretty solid. As of right now, I don't plan on getting I currently do not plan on getting a surround sound system put in, but I don't know. Once I get done with everything else, I might feel like, you know what, I need a couple subwoofers. But I do have a sound bar. I could also, if I want to, I can try an old sound bar that works pretty good. I could try hooking that bad boy up and then putting that on top of the entertainment center or something. I mean, there's options. And I can run some smaller speakers, some subwoofers to that and see how it goes. But as of right now, yeah, I'm pretty cool with the sound aspect. I don't feel like I need to go that loud considering I share walls with the neighbors. Overall, I'm pretty happy with the projector so far. It's a high-end projector. And it's a little you know, when you project it on the screen or on the wall and you move it around, it distorts the image. But there are a lot of features inside it when you go into the menu to adjust the screen. It has autofocus and it detects the color of your screen and adapts the color to your screen. Walls aren't flat when you're projecting on a wall. They're not flat. So there's a setting you go into to adjust to your wall. And the not flat part, when it projects the image on there, it distorts the fucking words and shit. Like, it, you can tell stuff's not straight. it's all screwy. Like, you can read the stuff, but you're like, well, this is fucking weird. And so it automatically fixes that for you. Like, with the wall detection thing, what happens was it puts like a checkered board up onto your wall or whatever you're projecting it onto, whether it be a wall or projector screen. I don't know, your dick. I imagine you're not putting it on your dick, but anyway, it projects a checkerboard up there, and then you take a picture of it with your phone. Like, well, it sends like a little, it gives you a IR code or whatever, or, you know, whatever thing to scan with your phone. And you scan the little thing with your phone, and it pulls up, oh, Colton Pareko for the Blues is playing tonight. Anyway, I am occasionally looking over to see the Blues game. Currently, I realize by the time I post this, the game will be over, and there will have been somebody that won. Anywho, oh man, just seeing when he got injured in LA, and it's just sad. Pareko was having such a good year before he got injured. Let's fucking go, Blues. Anyway, his best year of his career this season, man. Fuck. Anyway, I lost track of where I was. The Blues got me all the ex-Jimmy. Yeah, the wall thing. Once you project the image of the checkerboard onto the screen, you take a picture of it with your phone, and then you have to make sure you're on like a level surface and keeping it level whenever you're taking a picture. Otherwise, it won't fucking do it right. But once you do that, it sends the information to the TV, and then it detects from the photo whether how flat the wall is somehow. I don't know how. I'm not. I don't know the engineering behind it, but from that, it detects the contours of your wall and it adjusts like magic, and it fixes your shit, man. It fixes the image. It is pretty awesome. It is pretty crazy how it does that. I am just in awe of this thing. This thing is so fucking cool. And yeah, you do that. There's the autofocus. I mean, there's just so much stuff in this in the menu to be able to adjust the image and really make it look good. It's got different settings. There's movie settings, sports settings, and it changes like the contrast and all that good stuff. And yeah, I'm pretty pleased with it. And so far, no problems with it. I did see reviews where people were saying that the fan was pretty noisy. You know, I don't find it to be that noisy. I only briefly played the Switch on it, which I thought looked good. From what I understand, doing the games on it might make it run a little bit harder, especially if you run on low latency, which is a big problem when you're using projectors with video game consoles, is because there's a low latency. I guess you want high latency. Anyway, there's basically a lag between your image and what you're doing with the controls. So, like, if you're playing a first-person shooter and somebody is seeing their stuff before you are, then you're not reacting fast enough, and you're going to fucking lose. And there is a mode on there to correct that on there. And that, I believe, makes the fan work harder, which in turn, I believe, makes it louder. But I only played it briefly on the Switch in that mode, so I don't know. I didn't notice the fan getting real loud. Just hoping the thing has good longevity. I need to remember to sign up for the warranty and all that. In case this fucker goes out. It's expensive, man. I don't want to have to replace anything in it, you know, or at least anytime soon. I imagine eventually the light will go out on it, but from what I understand, it's good for like 20 or 30,000 hours. So I should be years away from that. Which, you know, if anything, I might watch it a couple hours a day. Probably not every day. Probably not every day, although right now, man, it's just having that down there. It's like, let's turn that fucker on. Let's watch whatever on it. Let's get that shit on there. I mean, as soon as I stop recording this, well, first I might have to hit the bathroom, but then I'm going to be like, let's put the Blues game up. As the first period's coming close to an end as I'm recording this. 0-0. But, come on, Blues. And anyway, but yeah, today, my bro, Shelly, and his girlfriend, Nabina, of course, she was on the podcast. They both, obviously, he's been on, but it's been, you know, a minute since either of them were on, and, or, you know, a couple years, whatever. And met up with them, and I took my mother out because her birthday is on Monday, turning the big 70. It's a lot of, that's a lot of revolutions around the sun. Anyway, so we took her out because, you know, asking her what she wanted to do for her birthday. She said, I guess, like, go to dinner and a movie. And so we went to the Alamo Draft House over at the Foundry in St. Louis, which is the area of the Foundry where they turned, like, an old foundry into, like, restaurants. And they got a fucking movie theater over there. And it's a really awesome movie theater. Again, I wouldn't say it is a place where you're going to be like, I want to go there every week unless maybe you live nearby and made quite a bit of money. But for like a special occasion, like, you know, your mom's 70th birthday, it's a pretty cool deal. You walk in, I mean, it's super swanky, super swanky. You walk in, they have the Black Knight from Monty Python's The Holy Grail. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where the Black Knight, of course, they're having the sword fight. That's not a flesh wound. Or that's just a flesh wound. Whatever. Cuts his arm off. What have you. Yeah, they have, of course, again, they have the black ceilings. Red drapes on the walls. And they have a full bar. And yeah, they have the waiters and waitresses that'll bring you your meal. But first, they'll come to you before the movie starts. And they will take your orders then and bring your food out before the movie starts. And then you also have a pad of paper and you got a menu. And there's a little light below your little table there, which is a little distracting. You have these little lights. They're not very bright, but like every seat has a little light on it, which kind of helps take me out of it. I mean, the seats are decent. They like sink when they recline. But the food was good. Again, really pricey, but the food was good. And they do a really cool thing, like, for each movie, from what I understand, which, I mean, you can also go there and not eat the food. You can just decide not to order food. You just be like, hey, you know what? Give me a water. I pay for the movie. That's, I'm good. Before each movie, they play special things that are involved with the movie. Like when we saw Death of a Unicorn, which I gotta say, I really enjoyed the film. It's the Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega. And I thought the movie was really entertaining. It had a very almost like old school vibe to it as far as like something I feel like I would have watched in the 80s. I mean, it didn't look like an 80s movie as far as effects and everything goes. But it's A24 movies. They've got some interesting movies. They put out some different movies. Like I kind of like the vibe of a lot of their movies. Anyway, I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was good. I don't know the actor's name, but he was in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He played Adam or whatever. The blonde headed guy that's just super jacked. And he was really funny in it. I don't know his name. But anyway, because there was the unicorn, which I didn't really know much of anything about the movie other than like Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega were in it. Before the movie, they had all this stuff that had to do with unicorns because of course the movie is related to unicorns, which apparently they find all kinds of clips of shit for like every movie that's like related to it and played beforehand, which I think was really cool. They had it. The first thing we saw when we went in there was the Three Stooges. There was a Three Stooges. It must have been one of the last things they shot because it said it was from 1959. And they were old as shit. It was Curly Joe or whatever, one of the Joes. I don't know. There was three Joes? There was was Curly Joe, I don't remember. I remember Curly. That was my boy, Curly. You know, I think that's most everyone's like favorite stooge. Shemp was, you know, of course, also shot like the second most. I don't remember who shot more, Curly or Shemp. Shemp might have been more, but like those were the two mainly I was aware of. But it was always Mo and Larry, and then the third changed from time to time. Anyway, it was like one of the later Joes in this unicorn one, but they had a unicorn in, and it was like this. Like I don't even remember this Three Stooges. And I used to watch Three Stooges marathons all the time when I was a kid. So this was one that I don't remember. I probably saw at some point, but they had that. They had all kinds of different shit. And they also, they'll do stuff with the actors in the movie. Like, they'll have like the best of whatever actors. So Paul Rudd had this sketch from Tim and Eric. It was a real weird sketch, which the movie's pretty weird. So it's good to have some weird shit involved in there. So I thought it was cool to see some old Paul Rudd stuff. But there was some pretty cool stuff that they had clips from like 80s commercials involving unicorns. There was an Energizer Bunny commercial involving unicorns, and there was some like gold statue that they were selling in 1985. Limited edition gold statue for 1995. That was a lot of money back in 1985. But hey, that gold statue of unicorn probably worth some real legit money now, right? Kind of sad I missed out on my opportunity. I mean, at 4 years of old age, I should have been all over that. But yeah, I'd say it overall, I mean, it's a great experience. Just the going down the halls. They have some super cool like posters. The movie posters they have aren't just like regular posters. They're I think some of them are, might even be canvas. I don't know, like there's a variation on it, but they've got these frames. The frames alone probably cost like $200 to $300. I mean, there are some ornate frames, and it's got some cool wallpaper on the inside of the halls that's got like movie projectors, like schematics for like movie projectors and stuff. And a lot of references to different movies all over. And a lot of Monty Python references. which I'm down for. I grew up on Monty Python, so I'm all for that. And, you know, it's also by, I mean, it's in the Foundry area, so there's like a bunch of different restaurants you can go to. So, I mean, if you don't want to go eat at the movie theater and you want to save a little bit of money, because I think those areas are cheaper, at least you go to a place where you don't have a waiter and waitress waiting on you. Although I'd feel kind of weird going there and not ordering food. Like, it feels a little weird, but, you know, I'm there to see a movie. When I go to a movie theater, I'm like, that is the main part of going to a movie for me. Like, that is the experience I want, is the movie itself. And, which, here, you know, shortly, I'm going to be enjoying that quite, I can't wait to finish my little theater downstairs. But you know, there's a couple of things like standing in the way, the drapes, not having that. There is an area that, by the front door by the litter box, there is an area where there was leaking in the ceiling, and there's going to probably have to replace some decking and some insulation. I'm thinking there might be some mold up there. It looks like there probably is. So we're going to have to rip some of that shit out and, redo it. So I want to do that before I paint those walls, obviously. But that's just like right by the front door. But I figure I can just basically have an area where I just like cut a straight line down and just for now have that cut off. I think probably right before I have the canvas of the X-Files, which I'm going to leave on the wall. I think that looks fine down there. I've got some other stuff on the walls that I put up. I've got a poster from the marathon I did in Germany on the wall with some other stuff from Ireland and some stuff that really doesn't like go, like, I mean, it goes all right. It looks fine on the wall. Probably look a lot better once I paint it and fix some of the spots that are on that wall. Some of the spots are pretty rough. But then I think I'm going to take that stuff that's currently on that wall down and put up two movie posters. Really leaning for Nightmare on Elm Street and Star Wars, A New Hope. Though, you know, I love the New Hope poster. I might change my mind on what the other second one. Really, I only have space because I want them, you know, the regular poster size. I want the 24 by 36. So I want that to be the size. I don't know, looking at, I wish I had a place nearby where they had, like, you know, movie poster I could just buy, like, ooh, I know what the quality of the print is. That is, like, the biggest problem about getting stuff from, like, Amazon or just online in general is not knowing what the finished product is going to look like, so... But yeah, I do need some more stuff on the wall, so I plan on doing, I'll put some movie posters up down there because I want that movie theater feel going on. That is a something that I think will really add to that. And I feel like having like empty films canister or whatever real thing. Shit like that up on the walls, you know? To really give it that movie theater feel. And, I'm just worried too, though, like I'm going to get a little too frustrated that it's taking too long and just do a bad job on some of the shit and then regret it because I keep staring at it. Since I painted that fucking screen on the wall and saw all the imperfections that they had on the wall, I can't help but look throughout the whole house. Every time I look at a wall, I'm like, holy fuck, they did a really shitty job of painting all over. And like, It annoys me. I'm looking at the walls right now inside this bedroom. I'm like, I never noticed this shit before. I knew about the spots that I put in the walls because, you know, I hit the walls occasionally on accident with some shit when I'm moving stuff around or whatever, or putting some shit somewhere. Knock a guitar over or something. Like, oh, god damn it, I scratched the wall, you know, and like, fuck. But anyway, so yeah, I'm like becoming a real snob, I guess, about painting. I would imagine, I guess... Which is weird that I wouldn't notice this shit anyway, because I was involved with silk screening for like over two decades. And so I know what a good print looks like. You'd think I would pay attention, which I had noticed some of the imperfections in the walls, but I don't really focus on it quite like I am now because I spent hours doing the stuff. Now I can see so many runs in the paint and it's so annoying. But I don't want to go through my whole house and like that was an annoying thing. Like I put a primer coat on that wall downstairs of just white primer, and then two coats of the special paint on screen stuff I got, which I believe is the company that made it. And I put two coats of that on there, and I've seen so many imperfections, and I think I did a pretty good job though on painting that stuff. I was able to avoid really getting much. I used a roller with a 4-foot extension pole, whatever, and I feel like I did a pretty good job with not getting the avoiding the runs and whatnot. Now when I painted the second coat on there, I think I got a couple some contaminants in the paint, and I got a couple of spots, or maybe it was just some dried paint because I used the same roller. I just wrapped a bag around it. I feel like maybe I should have just fucking put another one on there. I had a 3-pack, but I'm trying to save some money, damn it, because I've just been spending so much damn money. I got to quit spending so much money. But there's a few imperfections, which if I really wanted to, I could go back over and just like maybe take a knife and like pick a couple of those things out, maybe touch it up with a paintbrush. But I don't know that I want the paintbrush strokes in there. But really, even with all that extra paint, the several coats of paint really helped hide some of the drywall compound that I went over with. But I mean, that created real big flat spots on the wall. Even with sanding it down, I mean, there's some spots. I mean, you can tell where I put that shit. Having the three coats of paint on there definitely added some texture to it and kind of hides it a little bit, but it's still like I'm the perfectionist in me almost wants to like rip the drywall out and just start clean. start with the new wall. Fuck it. Which at that rate, I'm going to spend so much money on ripping replacing drywall, getting rid of the old shit, and then painting again. And I might as well just buy a fucking screen. But I don't think I'm going to I'm pretty sure that over time, I will stop focusing on all these spots that they won't affect me. Again, I'm hoping, too, like, the darker the room is, the more, you know, I don't notice as much stuff. And the better the projector seems to do. So I'm hoping by getting those drapes in, blocking out the light, and then, of course, having the dark colors on all the other walls, I think that's going to help really make that projector pop. But yeah, I'm cool with it. Man, and I don't regret going with that currently over just a big screen television. Now, you can get a much more crisp display and things seem almost real in those like 8K TVs and shit. But you know what? I love the feel of a fucking old school projector. I want it to be a little bit grainy. Although, I mean, it's pretty fucking clear. Like, if I put this on a fucking screen, it would look probably just, I mean, I've seen videos and it looks like those fucking televisions, like those really high grade televisions. But you know, with the band on the wall, there's a little bit of texture to it. It gives me kind of a little bit of old school, though it's still extremely clear for like projecting onto a wall. But I gotta say, it gives me like the old school kind of vibe of like going to the fucking movie theater. And that's really what I want. That brings back a love inside me. And there's, you know, as much fear, uncertainty, and just fucking fascism that is we currently live in the United States of just like what the fuck is going to happen tomorrow feeling, and like, you know, really wishing I was living in, say, Ireland. Damn it. One day I'll find a way. You know, of course, maybe I'll just get, you know, not back, be allowed back into the country once I go to Germany, which will really suck now. Because I, you know, I got a home theater set up. I'm building it. Awesome. I am building a place that I, there's no reason for me to ever leave. If only I could find a way to make money at home, like a lot of it. Like, that'd be great. Then I would really never have to leave. Inside these walls, there is no fascism inside these walls. They can go fuck themselves. I do whatever the fuck I want inside these walls. I mean, I'm not murdering people. That's fucked up. That's still illegal, even if I'm doing that inside my home. And just wrong. Anyway, I think I'm about good here. I need to go watch the Blues game on my big screen TV. It is calling my name. And that's really about all I've got. I will definitely be talking about this again more as I progress. Hopefully, I'm hoping by next show when I record, I guess on Saturday, that I've got a lot of it done. Because next weekend, of course, is Easter. Zombie Jesus. You know, famously, we're celebrating the first zombie, Jesus. And this year, I'm afraid, you know, it was just recently come to my attention that it is, we got to watch out for zombie Hitler this year because Easter lands on Hitler's birthday. So, you know, Der Führer could be coming back out of the bunker this year. It's like the joy of we live in, the joyous world we live in today. Fascism is just back in vogue, and zombie Hitler's around the corner. Anyway, but yeah, I'm gonna hopefully Friday. I'm off for Good Friday, so I plan to do some painting, and I'm hoping I don't have a guaranteed date of when I get the drapes in yet. It's kind of a vague, like 17th through the 24th. The 17th is next Thursday. If I get it then I can fucking see what the color actually is. Although I might jump the gun and just go for just a dark red and just hope that it fucking matches. I'll be so bummed though if it just looks way off. You know, Which I imagine is probably whatever I go with. It's not going to 100% match the drapes. So I'm thinking, you know, ish. Go with the dark red ish, and you know, I'll probably be safe. I'll probably be all right. But we'll see. We'll see if I get patient, because I really want to get a lot of the work done next Friday. I'm probably going to go over to Lowe's tomorrow probably and pick up the black paint so I can paint the ceiling. And I've thought about putting trim around the edges of the frame of the screen. Paint it black. Go all Rolling Stones with it, you know. Paint it black. And then cover that around, because I knowingly went, like, I put painter's tape around the edges of where I was painting the screen. But I went over the tape a little bit, and I wasn't too worried about it. I didn't do it a whole lot, but there was a few spots where I went over, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm painting over that anyway, so I have a little bit of paint. It's not a big deal. But I got the painter's tape to give that real crisp line and the cutoff, and I'm not looking forward to doing like the ceiling right above the screen. That is going to be a bit of an issue. I'm going to want to like tape. I might want to tape a tarp over the screen. That could be a bit of a problem. But when I go to paint the ceiling, that could, because I don't want to drip paint down and then have to repaint parts of the screen again. But you know, I mean, I got paintbrushes. I got still quite a bit of that gray paint, the screen paint left. So I mean, touch-ups not a real big deal, but I'd rather not have to do it. But again, I'm hoping to get a lot of that knocked out Friday, and then because right now, man, my downstairs is all torn apart. I got shit all over. It's gonna make cleaning, I guess, tomorrow a little difficult. I'm hoping to take that TV some point, either tomorrow or Monday, get my old TV. I'm giving that to my mother. So she's going to get an upgrade in size for her TV, which is great. She's 70. She's going to be 70 on Monday. Her vision, not so great. Her hearing, also not great. And it's got a pretty loud fucking speaker in it. So win-win, I think, for her. I'll get that out of there and then give myself a little bit of floor space. But the problem that comes, there's issues with that in itself, that I barely got that TV here. I drove that in my Mini Cooper with my seats all the way forward. That is a massive TV to put inside a Mini Cooper. And it was a bit of a bitch. I had to have, again, the seats were all the way forward in that car. And I drove from Florissant, which is only, about an hour from here. My back was killing me. At least I'm driving like 2 miles from here, maybe 3 miles. I don't know what the distance is, but it's not far. It's like a 7-minute drive, if that. Little awkward. I've transported all kinds of shit in that car. It's not a big deal, but it's a heavy TV, and my mother lives on the third floor. It might be kind of challenging to get up there. She's got this cart that it might hold it. Again, heavy TV, large. Might be kind of tricky, but I'll get it up there one way or another, man. I'm a steel worker. I can lift shit. I mean, if the push came to shove, I could carry that TV through her apartment building, and my arm would be a little sore after walking with that for a while, but I mean, I can always like put it down. I'll figure it out. But yeah, hopefully next weekend, I'm a lot closer to finishing the home theater downstairs. And again, I don't know when the roof's going to happen, so I won't be able to paint all of the downstairs, but I'd love to just at least around the screen area, get that done, and then block out that light with the drapes and just like get that home theater just really, that just warming my heart thinking about it. Ugh. And there's, you know, there's so few things to be excited about these days. And it's good to be excited about things like that and say then, you know, just going to the bottle. And going down, you know, real negative stuff. This is some entertaining shit. And I have friends that are, you know, excited to come over now. I got this great table and to play board games, cards, and then we can fucking rock out with some Mario Kart on a massive screen. So really, this is all I've got. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.